Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're joining us here on Studio Classroom. Let's get started with our question. Do you feel homework is helpful or not? Make sure to explain.
As a teacher and as someone who has young kids in school, I have to say, I do think that homework is helpful, especially if it gives students more practice with the things they learned in class.
Yeah, I have to totally agree. There's just not enough time to practice what you're learning in class. In the class, teachers can teach you the skills you need, but it's important to do it over and over again.
Some people would say, though, that a lot of homework is just busy work. Some teachers might give the students homework just to keep them busy. So, is homework actually useful or not? That's what we are going to talk about and discuss in our article today. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
The homework debate. How much is too much? The need for homework has been debated by students, parents, and teachers since the very first assignment was given. The debate continues today. Some say homework boosts learning, while it builds study habits. But others say it is busy work that causes stress. Most agree that balance is key.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 assignment 这个名词，意思是任务、分配的工作或是作业。譬如 ，extroverted and cooperative, Will prefers group projects over individual assignments. Will 性格外向，乐于合作，比起独立作业，他更喜欢小组合作。Assignment 去掉字尾 ment 就是动词 assign。意思是指派或是分配。譬如 ,The company will soon assign her to a branch in a more distant city. 公司很快就会将她调到较远城市的分公司。片语 ,assign something to someone 是指将某物或是某事分配给某人。譬如 ,The pilot in command assigns various tasks to the aircrew, such as,Maintaining cabin safety. 机长会指派各种任务给机组人员，例如维护客舱安全。
Today's lesson is called the homework debate. We're going to debate whether or not kids should have homework in school and how much they should have.
The question we're asking here is how much is too much? Our text goes on to say,The need for homework has been debated by students, parents, and teachers since the very first assignment was given. We've said this word debate a few times now. Let's talk about what it means.
All right, so this question we asked before has been debated. If something is debated, it's discussed between people with different opinions. It can kind of be like an argument,But sometimes a debate is much more structured and helpful.
That's a great point, Garrett. Here's another way you could use debated in a sentence. The topic was heavily debated.
All right, so people have debated it, and the debate continues today. Some say homework boosts learning while it builds study habits.
Okay, let's talk about a few of the words in this sentence.First, we see that word boosts. Boosts means increases or improves something.
Let's try and boost our knowledge by making another sentence. You could say that exercise can help boost your energy in the long term.
Okay, so some people say that homework boosts learning and builds study habits. The word build here doesn't mean that you're actually building something physically. It means that it is creating something or making something stronger over time.
Yeah, by being honest and helping out friends, your trust in them will build over time.
So, some people believe homework builds study habits. I would probably agree with this because as you are doing homework, you're teaching yourself how to study on your own and practice the things you've learned in class. But not everybody thinks this way.
Yeah, by building those study habits, you'll be more ready to study for a test when that comes around. We see others say that homework is just busy work that causes stress.
Okay, we need to define this word busy work. We used it earlier as well. Busy work is work that keeps you busy, but it has little value. Now, we can say this about things not just pertaining to school. For example, if you're at an office and your job is done there, once you finish all of your tasks, if you don't really have anything important to do, you might find yourself just doing busy work.
Yeah, again, the important thing is this is not valuable work. It's not really helping you or anyone else. Now, pay attention, busy work is one word.
That's a great point as well. Okay, so some people say homework is helpful. Some people say it's busy work that causes stress. And the next sentence reads, most agree that balance is key.
Yeah, they agree that balance is key, but where that balance is might not be something that everyone agrees on.
Yeah, and it is definitely something that needs to be discussed and understood between parents, students, and teachers. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. For now, let's continue on with our next reading.
The homework debate. One advantage of homework is that it gives students extra time to practice skills that they have learned in class. It also provides students with the opportunity to review important ideas and improve their understanding of a concept. Additionally, it can teach students to be responsible and to regulate their time. When they must finish assignments on their own, they learn how to organize their schedules and meet deadlines. Also, it helps parents stay involved as they see what their children are studying.
Higher level thinking comes from a solid understanding of basic concept. 高阶的思维源于对基本概念的扎实理解。Concept 字尾加 UAL 就是形容词 conceptual 意思是观念的概念上的。譬如 The math professor is pleased that all his children have strong conceptual math skills.这位数学教授很高兴他的孩子们都具备扎实的数学概念能力。片语 grasp a concept 是表示理解、领会某个概念。譬如 To grasp a concept, try visualizing it, relating it to personal experiences, and explaining it to others. 要理解一个概念，不妨试着将其形象化与个人经验连结，并向他人解释。
So, this homework debate is between people with different opinions and different points of view. Let's start off with one of those points of view, which is that homework is helpful.
Okay, we're going to look at some of the reasons why people may think this. We read here in the text,One advantage of homework is that it gives students extra time to practice skills that they have learned in class. When we look at the positives and negatives about something, we might describe those as advantages and disadvantages. What does advantage mean?
All right, an advantage is something that helps you succeed, or the good side of something.
Here's an example. Being tall is an advantage in basketball.
That is certainly true. Okay, so it helps students have that time to practice skills. It also provides students with the opportunity to review important ideas and improve their understanding of a concept.
Okay, let's talk about the idea of providing someone with something. This word provide just means to give or supply something.
Let's use that in another sentence. The company provides employees with health care.
So what is being given to students here in this sentence? Well, it's an opportunity, and that is to review ideas and strengthen their understanding of things that they already learned in class.
Yeah, and friends, however you're deciding to learn English, it's important for you as well to be able to practice what you're learning. If you just learn it once in a class, it probably won't stick.
And if you just listen and don't speak, it's probably not going to stick either. So you have to make sure you are actually practicing what you learn.
We read on. Additionally, it can teach students to be responsible and to regulate their time.
Regulate is a good word for you to know. Regulate means to control or manage according to rules.
For example, Billy regulates his daily food portions. He pays attention to it and manages it.
So what does it mean to regulate your time? Well, friends, this could mean a few different things. If you need to regulate your schedule throughout the day, it means that you have to give a certain amount of time to different activities. If you regulate your homework time, maybe it's the idea of getting your homework done in a certain amount of time, not spending too much or too little time on one particular subject.
Yeah, or not waiting too long to start something. Many students struggle with procrastination, but homework can help them learn and build better skills.
That's true as well. Well, we have more to read here, friends. We read on, when they must finish assignments on their own, they learn how to organize their schedules and meet deadlines.
To organize their schedules. We organize many things. You can think of organizing your room. You put things away in the right place. In this case, we're organizing our schedule, so putting different activities into the right time slots.
Let's use organize in another sentence. Let's organize the closet. In this example, we're putting different items in their proper places in the closet so they're easier to use and find.
Yeah, here we want to arrange our time, arrange our schedule in a good way, and students doing their own homework allows them to learn those skills without a parent or a teacher just telling them how to do everything.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I've noticed that with my own daughter as well. Her teacher is really good about telling her the week before what test she has coming up so that she can keep it in her mind that she needs to study for those tests before it's the day before and it's almost too late.
All right, we have one last thing in this section here. Also, it helps parents stay involved as they see what their children are studying. That makes a lot of sense.
It does, as long as the parents are the ones that are checking up on those homework assignments or helping the kids do the homework. If the parents don't really see the homework assignments, this point maybe doesn't really count.
Yeah, I actually don't remember my parents knowing what I was doing for homework growing up all that much.
Yeah, and nowadays kids are doing their homework at after-school programs or cram schools, so this point might not necessarily be true.
All right, friends, keep thinking about this. Right now, it's time for us to go take a deep dive.
Deep dive! Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? They can find it on their own. A group of students went on a school trip, but at one point, the teacher left them to explore the museum on their own. All they had was a map and their curiosity. Some were excited, others looked a little nervous. In the end, they learned a lot. The phrase, on one's own means to do something alone without help or support. It can describe independence, but sometimes it suggests a challenge. For example, the kids completed the project on their own, or he learned how to cook on his own. Now let's look at a few other useful on phrases. On purpose means you do something intentionally. For example, he didn't break the vase on purpose. On time means not late. For example, the train arrived right on time. And on the way means something is coming or in progress. For example, the food is on the way. So, whether you're doing something independently, intentionally, or right on schedule, use these on phrases in your English conversations. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The homework debate. However, too much homework can cause stress and fatigue, which is especially true for students who already spend hours in class. Young people need time to relax, exercise, and interact with family and friends. Excessive homework may reduce time for hobbies, sports, and creative activities that are important for development.
来看 creative 这个形容词，意思是有创意的、有创造力的。譬如 ，The Wright brothers displayed creative genius when they invented the airplane。莱特兄弟在发明飞机时展现了非凡的创造力。与 creative 相关的名词是 creativity， 指的是创造力。譬如 ，In American college applications。Creativity is valued across all fields of study. 在美国的大学申请中，创造力在所有学科领域都备受重视。来学一个惯用语 ,think outside the box, 意思是跳脱框架思考，也就是打破常规思考。例如 ,In the movie Big Hero 6,Hero's older brother literally turns him upside down to help him think outside the box and come up with an invention. 在电影《大英雄天团》中 ,Hero 的哥哥真的把他倒过来，好帮助他跳脱框架思考，并想出一项发明。And we'll stop here for today. See you in our next language lab.
Alright, we've learned some advantages, some good things that homework can provide. Now let's look at the other side.
Alright, here are some of the disadvantages of homework. We read here together, however, too much homework can cause stress and fatigue. This word fatigue means extreme tiredness. It's not just being a little bit sleepy or tired and needing a nap.It's the idea that everything just feels really hard because you're tired over a long amount of time.
Doing homework might give you a sort of mental fatigue, while doing a lot of exercise will bring more of a physical fatigue.
That's a really great point as well. We read the rest of this sentence as it says, which is especially true for students who already spend hours in class.So the argument here is that students are already spending a lot of time at school or in class. Just giving them more homework just makes that time even longer.
It makes for a lot of stress and a lot of fatigue, especially if these kids are also in other programs outside of school. With homework on top of that, it is a lot.
Yeah, it certainly is. And this, of course, will depend on the age of the student as well. But we read on here, young people need time to relax, exercise, and interact with family and friends.
These are all important things for students and for anyone else. You need to interact with your family and friends. To interact with someone means to communicate with them,or spend time doing activities with them.
All right, let's use interact with in a sentence. Many children interact with their friends at school.
Okay, so what else do we see at the end here? Excessive homework may reduce time for hobbies, sports, and creative activities that are important for development.
Let's take a look at this word excessive, friends. Basically, excessive means too much.
It means too much, but we can never have too many sentences. Let's make another one with this word. We all know that excessive screen time is not healthy.
So this is the interesting part about homework, right? If a student has too much homework, what happens is, although teachers and parents are trying to help that student develop to build their mental capacity and learn something new, actually, if they don't have time to do these other things, they are not going to develop correctly because they don't have time for their hobbies, sports, exercise, and creative activities.
Yeah, I always appreciated this about the American school system. I remember being in high school, it wasn't just about classwork and tests. They also really cared about sports and other activities. Even getting into a university depended on being involved in a lot of these different things.
Not just academics.
No.
And we have a word for that too, friends. We call that being well-rounded. Being smart or excelling in academics is only one part of human development. We have a need to socialize as well and to exercise our bodies and be healthy. So, like our article says, balance is key.
Well, friends, it is not time to go and do our homework just yet. It's time to go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看现在完成式被动语态。句型结构是主词加 has 或 have 加 been 加过去分词，用来表示某个动作在过去或某个特定的时间点已经被完成。并且主词是承受动作的对象。这个结构在处理长期发展的社会议题、实验结果或法条规定的时候很常见，能有效地将焦点从动词执行者转移到受影响的主体。此外，在被动语态中，动作执行者若为不重要的对象或是已知的对象，经常会省略 by， 以保持句感精炼。来看这个例句。New energy policies have been implemented by the government to reduce carbon emissions. 政府已经实施新的能源政策以减少碳排放量。
Well, friends, we've talked a little bit about is homework helpful or harmful? And as we end the first part of our lesson, I want us to review a few of the things we talked about today.
All right, we talked about the need for balance. Homework has a lot of advantages. It helps students to learn good study skills and to practice the things they're already learning in class.
But homework has disadvantages as well. Too much homework can cause stress and fatigue, and students might not have time to develop properly if they don't have time to be social, for their hobbies, or to exercise.
I would say I appreciated my situation growing up. I had no homework in elementary school, but then as I got older, gradually there was more and more.
And that's a lot different than many school systems here where we live. Homework often starts in preschool or first grade, and kids really do have to find that balance. It's something that students, parents, and teachers all need to think about. What do you think about this, friends?Make sure you talk about it in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Please join us again tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
Classroom. Bye. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.